Hello, hi there, howdy, how are you? This is Kira with Warrior Pursuit. It has been entirely too long since the last time I posted. It's been about 3 months. Sorry about the delay. I was finishing up my first semester returning to school, and I wanted to make sure I gave it my all, which paid off because I did end with a 4.0. Thank you very much. And anyway, I'm back to it. I will be back with more content, with more regularly scheduled content. I am committing. I'm committing this time. And today, I have a very special interview that I did at the end of last year, which ended 3 days ago. Happy New Year, by the way. An interview with an entrepreneur. And her name's Cara Williams. She's a small business owner here in Memphis, Tennessee. Great person, dedicated to her catering business. I wanted to talk about entrepreneurship because it's an important subject. The idea of owning your own business, giving it your all, you know, and succeeding is appealing to a lot of people. 400 million entrepreneurs exist worldwide, actually. Now, an entrepreneur is defined as one who organizes, manages, and assumes the risks of a business or enterprise. A lot of people go for it. Some fail. But here in the United States, we are ranked as the number one place to start a business. Of course, we're the land of plenty and opportunity. But I'm not going to hold you much longer. I'm going to jump right into the interview I gave. I'm going to put it in right here, and I'll come back with a couple statistics afterwards. Stay tuned. Okay, I am here with Cara Williams from Chevents Catering. She is the owner and operator, and you're the sole proprietor, correct?
Yes.
Okay, what made you choose to be a sole proprietor versus a business, having partners or going corporation or any other way?
Just for right now, since I'm a small business and that's how I started out, it's a lot easier. Mm-hmm. As a sole proprietorship, you don't have to do all the tax work that you would have to do
right.
When you do other partnerships and LLCs. I do eventually do want to become an LLC though, just to take the liability out of it.
So you have plans of expanding the business?
Yes.
And would that be, are you thinking still Memphis-based or kind of expanded to other locations or anything?
I think it'll always be Memphis-based. I do travel for caterers or events when asked. I was asked to do a thing in Jackson in a couple of months. So that'll be my first, like, the furthest I've gone so far. But yes, I do travel and can travel.
Awesome.
I've been asked to come down and cook for people for certain things, private dinners and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, I do want to expand, but I think it will always be Memphis-based.
Sweet. How did you learn everything to be an entrepreneur? Like, did you go to business school or was it pretty much passed down to you or research?
Honestly, my mom was a food service director for as long as I can remember being a kid. And then we started working for her on events. And then I worked for her while she was running both of the cafeterias for Southwest Tennessee Community College.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of where it took off. When I left Southwest, that was the next thing I wanted to do. I always work for other people, so I thought it'd be nice to take what I do, if I already knew how to do, and study how to do, and go from there.
And so what, how did you decide, like, what was the moment that you decided, I'm going to be an entrepreneur for myself, you know?
We were coming up on the end of our contract, and it was like, what to do next?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, been working for people for so long, so this is something that you can do. You know how to cater. I already was doing things with other chefs around the city and other catering companies around the city. So I was like, why not make it into my own thing and take it just the next step?
Cool. And did you have any problems starting the business or have you ran into any problems? What were they and how did you overcome them?
It's always problems when you're trying to do take anything to the next level. right now I'm back in school in order to get my culinary license because it wasn't a problem, but I do feel like that would be an advantage of me having that, even though I do already know how to do the things I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. You can never know too much. It's always room to learn new things. Mm-hmm. When I first started, I had to figure it out, you know, what I needed to do as far as my business license, what I wanted it to do, what I wanted my business to be, mm-hmm. Where I wanted to take it, if I wanted to, you know, start out real big or, you know, just kind of start small and grow.
Right.
But it's really just about deciding what you want to do and sticking to it. No matter what comes up, because problems are going to come up, they're going to be different tasks that you have to take on, different things that you have to do. But you have to decide that this is worth all the struggles you're going to go through. In the end, it'll all be worth it, and just keep at it.
Keep going, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of adapting to the yes. situation, mm-hmm. you feel.
Things come up, you just have to learn how to do them. Like, I didn't know anything about what I needed to do to get my business license for the office. Had to look up offices that I had to go to, what I had to do to keep it when it was time to renew it, how long they last. Like, all the little things that people don't think about when you walk into a place like Sam's or McDonald's, what it all started out as, and the things they have to go through. Any all businesses have to start like that, have to start somewhere.
Right. And how did you come up with capital to really begin? Did you go through like loans or kind of saving up money? Like, what was your method?
I saved up some money, but I had a lot of things. Like, my mom was in the middle of shifting some stuff for her catering company. So a lot of things that I started out with, like equipment and all that, just came from her.
Awesome.
Like rentals that she had or things that she wasn't going to use anymore. I just kind of took them. Some things I had to polish up. Some things I had to paint. You know, yeah. Just to give them a newer look. But that's where most of my equipment came from her. And then I just bought a little at a time. Mm-hmm. Bought beverage container here, Sterno's and Schaefer's here.
Yeah.
Just a little, just pieces at a time until, you know, it comes up to a collection.
Okay. Do you believe in the end, like, starting a business is better than working for someone else? I mean, in general, not just for yourself.
Honestly, you have to have workers. So I can't say that, you know, oh, everybody needs to have, you know, be an entrepreneur. Because mm-hmm. one is not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's very hard. It is something that you have to keep working at every day. At first, you don't make money. Mm-hmm. Off of it takes a while to make money off of it.
Cool.
Especially to support yourself. So even still, like when I first started out, I still have other jobs that I do.
Yeah.
To supplement when I do have slow seasons or not as much work on my own. So, I mean, in all other big businesses, they have to have workers. So, but if it is something that you think you want to do, I think it is a good idea. I think if it's something that you know, entrepreneurship is something that you are really passionate about, mm-hmm. I feel like if you put your work into it, it is something that you can do and it is worth doing.
So if you had to say like one thing or one trait someone had to have to really become an entrepreneur, what do you think they should focus on, or what do you think they should have as part of themselves to begin?
Overall, you probably have to have determination. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, it's times where you're not making money as a company. It's times where you feel like it's what you're trying to sell or what you're trying to do or the service you're trying to provide that it's oversaturated, like everybody's doing it, so where do I fit in?
Yeah.
It'll be times where you feel like nobody knows your name or what your brand is. So it takes a lot. Like, you have to constantly build your brand. You have to constantly, anytime something happens, not let it just derail you and throw you off and make you be like, and make you just want to give up. Mm-hmm. So it does take a lot of determination to do it, to be an entrepreneur.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much it. And do you have like a Twitter page or an Instagram tag you want to put in?
Yes, I have Chi Vents, which is Chibents, etc. So Chi Vents, etc. on IG. You can look on Facebook for my Facebook page, my business page, which is Chi Vents Catering and etc. And on Twitter, it is also the same as my Instagram, the Chivents, etc.
All right. Again, that's Cara Williams with Chivents Catering. Thanks for listening. Hey there. This is Kira back. So that was a great interview I did at the end of last year. She mentioned the idea that you should know yourself first and understand whether or not you can pull through as far as being an entrepreneur and motivate yourself against failure, which is very important because 20% of entrepreneurs fail in their first year and only 50% survive to their fifth year. For the entrepreneurs or potential entrepreneurs that are in the planning phase and or hesitating to begin to take that leap because of money or something like that. Of course, Cara mentioned that she funded it out of her own pocket, which is also a valid point because 80% of entrepreneurs and business owners fund out of their own pocket. Also, it's never too late to be an entrepreneur. In fact, only 20% of entrepreneurs start in their 20s, which was a surprising statistic for me, considering I thought most millennials were the ones being those entrepreneurs and the face of businesses. But the average entrepreneur just starting out is actually 45. So yeah, that's just a few statistics that I learned over the course of this time. You should check it out though. Don't hesitate. Start planning, start executing. If you decide that entrepreneurship is for you, don't let anyone else tell you different. And that's my two cents. Back to Chi Vince Catering by Cara Williams. She's a great person, definitely a great motivator, and of course she does catering. We're stationed in Memphis, Tennessee, of course, but she is willing to travel. So if you want a shout out in my next podcast, here's what I want you to do. Go to her Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, follow it, and leave a tag saying, "Hey, I got here from Warrior Pursuit," and I will shout you out next podcast. Chi Vince Catering is Chivents Catering, or Chi Vince etc. etc. on Instagram and Twitter. I hope to hear from you soon. I love all feedback. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sticking it through. I hope you have a great day. Kira from Warrior Pursuit out.